So let's review. Sagt the Mishnah, Shvush la eichel v'achel v'shasa ein achayim v'achas. Someone swore not to eat, and then ate and drank, is only liable once. The Gemara infers, Shti b'chlal achila, drinking is included in the term eating, because Shvush la eichel v'achel v'asa malacha mi itzrich lashem ina dein achayim v'achas. If someone swore not to eat, and then ate and performed some work, is obviously only liable once, since work is unrelated to his oath. Clearly, the Mishnah only needs to tell us that he's not liable separately for drinking, because drinking is included in eating. Similarly, Shmuel ruled, Shavush la'echel v'shasa chayiv. If one swore not to eat and he merely drank, he's still liable. Nevertheless, the Mishnah continues, Shavush la'echel v'shla'eshta v'achel v'shasa chayiv shtayim. If he swore not to eat or drink and then ate and drank, he's liable twice. Even though kibunamish la'echel itzer libishtiya, he was really liable for drinking because of the oath not to eat, and so he should not be liable separately because ain't shavuch ala shavua. The Gemara explains, "Kiven the amish le'echel, v'had the amish le'eshta goli adaite, the hachachil the ama achil gredase." Since he mentioned eating and drinking separately, he did not include drinking when he said shle'echel, I shall not eat. Therefore, there are two separate oaths, and he's liable twice. The Gemara offers two sources that shtiyah b'chlal achila. Ibayis em esvara, ibayis em akra, ibayis em esvara, the ama le'inish lechabri nitamidi v'ayli v'achli v'shasu. People use the term eating when referring to both eating and drinking. This is learned from the following pasuk. Nasata kesev b'chalasha ta'avin avshecha b'boka b'tzayin b'yayin b'shecher v'achalta sham lefneshem lekecha. The Gemara points out that yayin chamruhu v'ksev v'achalta. The pasuk lists wine and uses the term eating. Although dimla de'an nigrin, this could refer to wine mixed into a food, the Gemara explains, shecher ksev midi d'meshaker. The pasuk refers to consuming wine in a way that could intoxicate, i.e. drinking. The Mishnah continues, Shvush la'echel v'achel paschit n'pasar n'paskus min inachay v'la'achas. If one swore not to eat, and then ate wheat bread, barley bread, and spelt bread, he's only liable once. However, shvush la'echel paschit n'pasar n'paskus min v'achel chay v'la'achas v'achas. If he explicitly swore not to eat wheat bread, barley bread, or spelt bread, and then ate from all three, he's liable separately for each. The Gemara explains, v'dim l'mifter nafshe machrin yaseh kasi, hav l'lemeh mechit n'vesar n'pasar. If he only wanted to limit his oaths to these three items, he did not need to refer to pas. Furthermore, v'dil malachos, havalon l'meima paschit n'vesayim v'kusman. If he wanted to refer to bread as opposed to eating grain kernels, he should have said pas once, but did not need to repeat the word pas three times. Furthermore, v'dil ma'ade taroivis, eime v'chein shalsayim v'chein shalsa kusman. If he wanted to prohibit each item on its own, and not only a mixture of all three, he should have merely added the word v'chein. Therefore, pas lamali, shma mina l'chalak. The repetition of the word pas three times constitutes separate oaths. The Mishnah continues, Shvush lo eshta v'shosa mashkin harba in achay v'la'achas. If he swore not to drink and drank many types of drink, he's only liable once. However, Shvush lo eshta yayin v'shemen u'dvash v'shosa chay v'kalachas v'achas. If he specified and swore not to drink wine, oil, or honey, and then drank all three, he's liable separately for each. The Gemara asks, "V'dima lemifta nafshe b'mashkin achri nikasi." Perhaps he named these drinks to exclude other liquids, but not to make separate oaths. The Gemara offers two answers. "B'menachin lefanav askina zahoy leilemish le'eshta elu uminayu." These three items were in front of him, and he could have merely sworn not to drink these and other drinks of these types. Therefore, since he specified the types, we assume he was making a separate oath for each type, and he's liable separately for each. Another answer: "B'misarav bechaveri askina do'amalu boy v'shasi imi yaim v'shemen udvash." We're discussing where someone is pressuring him to partake of these liquids. And so, he should have merely sworn not to drink with him. Since he specified these three drinks, he clearly means to make a separate oath for each type. The Gemara cites a related Mishnah. Someone demanded that his fellow return his wheat, barley, or spelt that is in his possession. And he responded, I swear that I do not have anything of yours. And he then admits that he was lying. In the chayav alachas, he's only liable one carbon hashem gezelus for the oath. However, shvurish ein lecha biyadi chit nivisari mekusman chayav kolachas va'achas. If he swears and specifies each of the three types of grain, he's liable for each type. And Rabbi Yechon added that filip pruta mikulam mitzdarefes. If he actually had only one pruta worth of grain from all three types together, he's liable. And the Gemara cites a machlekes regarding his liability. Pligi bar Rav Acha Ravina. One opinion holds a prati mechayav, a klali le mechayav. He's liable for three separate shvuos with the three types, but he is not liable for a fourth general oath regarding all types. Therefore, as Rashi explains, Ki amar Rabbi Yechonon, arei she'etmar, avoseifa ileke b'chol min, shava pruto le'mechayev. Yechonon referred to the reisha, where he made one general oath. In that case, all types combined for a single liability. However, in the Sefer, where he specified each type, he made a separate oath regarding each type, and each oath requires a Shava Pruta. Therefore, he's not liable for one Shava Pruta comprised of all three types. However, the other opinion holds, Aklol Einam Mechayev. In the Sefer as well, he also intended to make a general oath, as Rashi explains, Ki Amar Shavua She'en Lucha B'yadi Kol Kulon Yachad. His initial statement is a general oath regarding all types, and he then added additional oaths regarding each specific type. Therefore, Milsad Rabbi Yechanan Kaima Bein HaReisha Bein HaSeifa. He's always liable for a Shava Pruta, comprised of several types. The Gemara then asks, Hachamai. In the case of our Mishnah, where someone swore not to eat and specified three types of bread or three types of drinks, is he also liable for a fourth general oath? The Gemara differentiates, Hasa Mechayev HaKlalo Mechayev HaPrata. Do'i Mishtabeya V'hod Mishtabeya Mechayev Tarti. In that case, where one swears regarding a pekadon, it is possible to hold someone liable for an additional general oath, since if he had made several oaths denying the money consecutively, he would certainly be liable for each oath. However, hacha isaka daitach isa b'chlala aprati amay machayev, mush b'vayimadhu. In our case, where he swore not to eat, if he intended a general oath, he would not be liable for the subsequent specific oaths, since ein shvua, chal al shvua, one is not liable for multiple oaths.